This is Soldiers Radio News. From the Soldiers Media Center in Washington, I'm Jeannie Ryan. Army leaders are investing another $100 million to expand morale, welfare, and recreation programs for soldiers and families affected by the current deployment rotations. The money will go toward hiring family readiness support assistants, expanding childcare programs, and also providing training to school guidance counselors to help children cope with the parents' deployment. Military children have to grow up too quickly sometimes. One summer camp is letting them be kids for just a little longer. Monica Miller reports.
Archery, horseback riding, canoeing, normal summer camp activities. But what about climbing through a Humvee or running an obstacle course in oversized army fatigues? At Operation Purple camps, military children can turn to each other for support in dealing with a parent's deployment. Patty Barron is the director of youth initiatives at the National Military Family Association.
We want them to get the message that kids serve too, that their service is the sacrifice that they are making to their country by not having that service member parent around for periods of time.
4,000 military children attended Operation Purple camps this summer in 26 states. For the first time, children of wounded service members had their own camp. Dealing with the additional stress, Barron says these children provided lessons in connecting with others like them.
By doing this, what we call the top 10 list, top 10 best reasons to be a military child or not, it allows the children to start kind of getting in touch with their feelings and opening up with each other. And they immediately find that everyone in that room or everyone at that camp understands exactly what they're talking about.
Parents interested in Operation Purple camps can log on to www.nmfa.org. Monica Miller, Washington.
That's Soldiers Radio News. From Washington, I'm Jeannie Ryan.